are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
They're coming to town this weekend. Fleetwood Mac Saturday night over at the T-Mobile. Well, Christine McVie, in a recent interview with Harper's Bazaar, said she is indeed the most sane one in Fleetwood Mac. She said, we all drank and partied a lot. I don't think I did anything terribly outrageous, though. I was a little boring. I once threw cake out the window, landed on top of a taxi. That's about it. I was kind of the good girl in the group. I know.
Well, the bar's low in that band.
Well, yeah, no kidding.
You know, on the crazy level.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy in that band. Quiet crazy, you know what I mean? Not obnoxious, at least that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
She says, Stevie used to call me Mother Earth because I was always pretty grounded. And that coming from Stevie Nicks, I don't know if that's a high praise or I'm not sure.
That could be taken a lot of ways.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Rod Stewart says he's... Don't, Rod. He's trying to record a country album, Mike 40. Yeah. Yeah, he says, I'm trying to put together a country record. Not just country music, but folk music. Older stuff I was brought up on. It's an opportunity to let people hear another side of me. Don't do it, Rod.
Well, except for the fact that he mentioned country.
Yeah.
Country music.
Yeah, folk.
If you go back to his early days.
Yeah, he was kind of folk rocky, yeah.
He was.
Yeah, uh-huh, sure. But that was the time.
Right.
You know, but...
I don't know if it'd go over now, but...
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, you know, relevance, so...
Yeah.
Speaking of relevant, David Hasselhoff, the David Hasselhoff Museum has opened in Berlin, Germany. It's located in the basement of... It's called the Circus Hotel, and it features memorabilia from Baywatch, David's recording career, and his biggest movies... It's all kept behind glass, by the way. There are all these glass.
Well, maybe that's for the best.
Yeah. Baywatch, okay, his recording career and his biggest movies. Is it like a closet? What huge movies did he do?
In Berlin.
In Berlin.
In a basement.
Yeah, it's huge in Germany.
Okay, well, if you're ever over there.
Yes, check out the David Hasselhoff Museum. And the CMA's big deal last night they made about celebrating women. At the show, Garth Brooks won Entertainer of the Year. Wait, what? Okay, hold on.
Big surprise.
Yes, it was, actually. Carrie Underwood did not win anything. She had three nominations. She didn't win anything, which was interesting.
Wow.
But she did host the show, and we'll talk about that, of course. She was being funny with Dolly Parton.
I have loved every second of working with them. But Amy, the part about us all sharing a dressing room, I mean, it's a fog of hairspray and shoes and costume changes. There are racks of clothes and dresses everywhere.
What?
And for some reason, Dolly's rack is so much bigger.
You did not, Carrie. You did not.
That's Carrie Underwood doing the
not
comedy.
A Dolly's rack joke, you silly. Oh, it's all brought to you by Insperity Employee Benefits. Full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com.
Country's biggest night, Carla.
Yep, I know.
Last night with Dolly's big rack.
Oh, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.